praise the Lord. Periscope family. This is your favorite bishop, Bishop Paul Wunderchek. And I'm going to wait for a couple of you to get on real quick. Hey, Bishop Grillo, welcome. Hey, guys. Bishop Paul Wunderchek here. Listen, we had us a time in church this morning, my God. And we went into 1 Samuel chapter 30. I know you are, but I'm mine. Oh, man. God bless you all. Go ahead and swipe to the right or the left and invite your Periscope followers. We just had a time today in the presence of God, but I want to share something with you that is going to absolutely blow your mind. Hey, I'm from Brazil too. Actually, my family is. Hey, God bless you from Brazil. Tutu bang. God bless you. This is Bishop Paul Wunderchek. Go ahead and invite your Twitter followers. Thank you for joining me. I'm glad you would take your time on Sunday afternoon. Most of you are probably napping, so I don't know who will be on today. But listen, we talked about 1 Samuel, and Bishop Grillo, I know you preached a powerful word this morning. I watched your Periscope. If you don't follow Bishop Jerry Grillo, Dr. Jerry Grillo, follow him. He will bless your life. He's been such a blessing to me. He's a great friend, and he's my bishop. So listen, 1 Samuel 38, David and all his men were attacked by the Amalekites when they were gone. Their camp in Ziklag was plundered, and the Amalekites stole all their wives, all their children, and all their stuff, all their valuables. And the Bible says that David prayed a prayer, and he said, God, should I pursue the enemy? And the Bible says that God spoke to David and said, you shall pursue, overtake, and recover all. My God. So David took his men, 400 of them, and went and looked for the Amalekites, found them, and 200 of them were too tired to go to battle. But David and his 200 men went and plundered the Amalekites, not only got back all their wives and children, but the Bible says they also took the spoils. They also took the spoils. See, and the revelation I've got is God is not just going to give you back what the enemy stole. God will say to you, you need to pursue, overtake, and recover all. There's a recovery. There's a recovery anointing on your life, but God's not going to give it to you. You have to go get it. You have to say to the enemy, listen, you stole from me. God's getting ready to give me back seven times. In fact, he ain't going to give it to me. I'm going to take it. God's going to make your enemy give back to you more than he stole. He's going to have to give you spoils too. And what's amazing is the 200 men that stayed back that were too tired to fight. David said, you'll get your wives and children back, but you won't get any of the spoils. In other words, if you're too tired and you're too lazy to serve God, you may get some of it back. You may get back what was stolen, but you won't get the reward. You won't get the spoils. You won't get the better portion. And you know what? And I was thinking about that today. I said, you know what? Everything the enemy stole, God is giving it back to you. You're taking it back in the name of Jesus. But watch this. My favorite thing to watch, and you may think I'm crazy, but I like infomercials. Infomercials are amazing because people get excited about the dumbest things. I like happy people, and you can watch them, and they're trying to sell a product, and they're so excited. That's right. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. That's right, Bishop Grillo. So you got to understand something. He asked God's permission, and when he got it, you got to know God's with you before you go into a battle. Don't ever go into a battle not knowing God's with you. God may want to fight the battle for you and have you sit still. But there are times God wants you to go in and fight the battle and he wants to let you know he's with you. And I like infomercials because they're selling products and they're so happy about the product. And it was funny to me because my favorite part of an infomercial, that's right, my favorite, that's good. He asked two questions, got three answers. My favorite part of an infomercial is this, watch. after they've given you the best deal and threw in 10 of the little things that you need with it, all of a sudden you hear this phrase, but wait, there's more. God told me to tell you today, I know I've already blessed you, but wait, there's more. When God said in the Bible, pray for rain while it's raining. In other words, when God is through blessing you, watch this, but wait, there's more. Oh my God. He said, I'm not just going to give you back what was stolen. I'm going to give you 7 times. I'm going to give you more than what was stolen. I'm going to give you the spoils too. So you need to look at yourself and say, but wait, there's more. The God who created a billion stars always has more. The God who created a gate in heaven, the size, a pearl the size of the gate of heaven, and paved the streets with gold. Always you need to understand, but wait, there's more. When he's done blessing you, he's not done blessing you. You got to learn to pray a very simple prayer I pray with God. Father, I want more. Father, I want, I know you've already given all of it to me, but now help me to unpackage it all. Come on. Yeah, I do have a bad connection. I apologize. I know people are having trouble getting on. It may be that I'm not on Wi-Fi, but I'm on 4G. But go watch the replay and remember, listen, all losses are stopping today. All losses are stopping today. You got to have a but wait, there's more expectation in God. You think you've seen the best of God? He made a billion stars and you think he's done blessing you? You got to be crazy. God's not even started blessing you yet. He's going to take you to a whole nother level. And I had everybody this morning, and I don't know if my connection is good enough or not, but I had everybody sow a 30-80 seed of recovery. If you've experienced trauma in your life, if you've experienced divorce, bankruptcy, a lost job, an injury, an illness, and it's brought trauma into your life of any kind, I believe the Holy Spirit said, he told me Saturday, he said, sow a 30-80 seed and I'll wipe all the trauma away that the enemy, the Bible says nothing shall by any means harm you. Might have been hurt, but it won't harm you. There'll be no long-term effects from the battle you've been through. And someone's watching right now. God is speaking to you to sow that 30-80 seed. You don't have to sow it into me. You can sow it into another preacher, your pastor. But a $30.80 seed, wrap that passage with a seed and believe God that all trauma in your life is turning around and God is wiping away the effects and bringing recovery into your soul. My God, if you want to go to bishopp.tv, bishopp.tv, hit the giving button. You can sow your seed. If you're sowing into this ministry, I don't get your seed, but it goes into our ministry to bless the ministries and outreaches of our church. If you want to sow it into your pastor, fine, but get that seed in the ground. We had many sow this morning, a 30-80 seed for recovery. Recovery. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. And remember, when God has blessed you, he's still going to say to you, but wait, there's more. Father, I'm praying for every person today that needs recovery in their life and that thinks you're through blessing them. God, I know you haven't even gotten started yet. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that they would understand that you're telling them, but wait, there's more. And Father, for everybody sowing that 30-80 seed, Father, I pray that all trauma be wiped away, that all emotional impact of anything they've gone through would be eradicated in the name of Jesus, that if they talk about it, it won't even hurt anymore. Father, I bless each person watching in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, we had a bad connection today, but you are recovering everything that the enemy tried to take from you. You can post this on your Facebook, on your Twitter, and know that I love you guys and I appreciate you watching. But wait, there's more. God bless you. Bye-bye.